Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Best Buy's Installation Services here at XPO. Is this Mr. D'Agostino?
It is.
Well, hi, I just spoke with a technician who will be going out to your residence today for the delivery and installation of the dishwasher, and the tech informed that he will be arriving sometime between 6 and 7:30 p.m.
That's bullshit. He was supposed to be here on Thursday, and they changed the time. I couldn't coordinate my schedule. So then they were supposed to be here this morning between 7 and 11. And again, they changed without discussing it with me. Said he'd be here between 4 and 6. Now it's 10 minutes to 6. I've got dinner reservations tonight at 7:30, 30 minutes from here. And now you're telling me he may not get here till 7:30. That doesn't work for me.
Okay, well, we can reschedule the installation and delivery.
No. Like I said, this will be the fourth time it gets rescheduled. That doesn't work for me either.
Okay, well, I sincerely apologize, sir.
Well, I mean, what is it about this system that it's just like, you know, we'll give you some provisional information, and then we'll change it based on our own personal schedule. I mean, what about that makes sense?
Okay, so yesterday we were contacted by the installation office, and we were advised to give you a call to let you know that the time frame had been changed to 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
On Friday to tell me that.
Okay, yes. So yesterday, I'm glad to hear that you received the phone call letting you know the tech would be there between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. today.
Right.
So the installation office, the installation office
says he's going to be late. Then what do we do? Because I've got plans. And he said, well, you know, they're very reliable about that. And now I'm told it's no longer 4 to 6. It's now 6 to 7:30.
The best information to ever tell the customer is that the techs will do their best to make it within the time frame, but there's never any way to be able to guarantee that that is actually going to be a reality because of this, of the nature of the business. The techs have so many jobs that they have to do every day, and also the amount of time that they have to spend when going to pick up product at the warehouse can vary from day to day, dependent upon how quickly that they're able to get their products. While there are actually, you know, other so there's going to be lots of trucks showing up at this one warehouse location to pick up product, and that can take different amounts of time every day. And then you never know how traffic is going to be on any given day. And then when you get out to a customer's home and you've looked at it, you know, from a professional perspective and said, when the techs go out to the Smith's residence, they should only be there for about 40 minutes for the job that they're there to do. They get out there and they find out, okay, well, this is actually more complicated than it's supposed to be. And then it takes longer, or they get out there and it's, you know, they've allotted 40 minutes, you know, for to be at that residence and then so much travel time to their next stop so that they can make it with, you know, within these scheduled timeframes. And they get out to the Smiths. Maybe it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and they're both, you know, they're older people, you know, they're 70 plus years old. They're finally upgrading that new dishwasher. They are not used to technology. They want to ask the technicians who installed that product, how do you use this thing? We don't know anything about technology. You know, we were born back in the 1950s. This is all new to us, you know, and then the technicians have to answer all of their questions, and they have to spend that time regardless. It doesn't matter how many questions Mr. and Mrs. Smith have. The technicians have to, you know, be polite and answer their questions. So if Mr. and Smith hold them an additional 15 or 20 minutes, that's already putting them behind. Because, you know, if you were Mr. or Mrs. Smith and you're 70 plus years old and you spent $800 at Best Buy, you know, for your dishwasher and the installation, and the techs show up and you have questions to ask them and they say, hey, we're sorry, but we have other appointments we have to get to. If you need any help from anybody, if you need to know how to operate this dishwasher, you can call Best Buy. That would be very, you know, kind of rude to do to Mr. and Mrs. Smith. So they have, you know what I mean?
What's your name?
Miles.
Miles, I appreciate all of that. You know, I really do. I understand all of that. But understand my part of this, okay?
I do.
I schedule on Thursday. Be delivered in the morning. I work my schedule around it so I can do that. And I get a call that morning saying we pushed it to the afternoon. Now, you know, obviously I'm disappointed, but they say we can do it on Saturday morning. And you know what? That works out perfect for me because I got planned Saturday afternoon. And then I get a call, says, oops, we're not going to be able to do it on Saturday. We changed their routing or whatever, and we're going to have to do it Saturday evening. I said, well, fine, but tell him I got dinner planned. I need to be sure he's going to be here before that. And then I wait around until 5:53 for a 6 o'clock delivery, and now I'm told not only is he not going to make it in the two-hour window, but that window's now been expanded to 3 hours or 4 hours. And now that puts me in a bind. And I get that people take some time and all of that stuff. That's why I get a two-hour window, you know, so that there could be some play for all of this thing that goes on in the course of the day. That doesn't sit very well with me, and believe me, I get it. You know, people take time. You know, you run into a corroded fitting, and you got to take a little more time getting it in. The fit doesn't work right. But, you know, now I'm looking at my whole evening, my whole day has been jacked up because I've had to push this around. And now plans that I've got with seven other people are in jeopardy.
If you have any other adult that's 18 years of age or older that can be at the residence just to let the technicians in to do the job, they can, as long – okay, I understand. Well, then –
I mean
– okay, from one human being to another human being, this is – I mean, it's up to you whether or not you like my idea. If you don't like my idea, that's perfectly respectable, 100 million percent respectable. I personally, in this particular position, due to the fact that you have dinner plans with seven other human beings and you only get the certain opportunities to create memories with the people that you love and care about, I would almost say wait for the tech as long as you can, and if the tech doesn't make it in time, go on to your dinner plans. And if you want to contact – if you want to call us and tell us that you're not going to be there so we can try to contact the tech and let him know, that's cool. If not, just go. Go have your dinner with your friends and family or whomever it is that you have dinner plans with, because you only have that one opportunity. What if Dan Smith is one of your buddies? You grew up with him in high school and junior high school, and you're going to dinner with Dan Smith and six other people. And then if you don't go to that dinner tonight – Dan could die in a car accident tomorrow, and you'll never see Dan ever again. But you could have spent that time with him tonight and created memories with Mr. Dan Smith tonight at that dinner party.
Miles.
Way more important than a dishwasher, at least in my opinion, because I've been in a scenario. I want to tell you this story really quickly. I'll be fast. I've been in a scenario where I went over to visit with my little sister, who at the time was 19 years old. 2 months and 8 days prior, she had a baby. I thought that, you know, I was there for like maybe an hour and a half. I said, look, I need to go. I want to go home, have some personal time. I've got to get up really early for work the next day. And she, my little sister, you know, she's like, oh, you know, don't, you know, she was like, don't, basically saying, don't leave. You know, I want you to stay and hang out. And I'm like, look, you know, I need to get home. I want to have some personal time. You know, it's not like you're going to die tomorrow. Everything's going to be okay. I'll come back over on like Wednesday or something. Well, guess what? The next day it was storming like crazy. She had went to Lake Chewakla in Auburn, Alabama. She died.
That's horrific. I'm sorry to hear that story. I really am.
So that's why I mentioned to you that if you don't go tonight to attend your dinner plans with your friends and relatives, you never know if you'll ever see them again. And I hate to tell you such a sob story. I really hate to tell you that, you know, and it's been a good, you know, 10 or 11 years. So it's not, you know, I've had time to grieve. I've had time to get over it, you know, but I guess you never really do. But that's why I encourage you, because a dishwasher is not as important as your friends and relatives. And even though it's messed up, and even though you've had other previous reschedules, and it's a terrible scenario as far as a customer experience, you know, with a retail store is concerned, you know, and I understand and respect that, you know, wholeheartedly. It's just that my advice would be that if you, anytime you have that opportunity to create memories and spend that time with friends and family or coworkers or whoever it is that you have dinner plans with, do it. That's more important than having a dishwasher installed that you could have installed whenever is another day that would be worth it, you know, or to you to have it installed. Yes, sir.
Ask this question. There's obviously a means by which to get in touch with this installer.
Yes, he's on the other line.
Well, okay, great. Let's find out where he is, and if he can be here in 30 minutes, that makes all the sense in the world. If he's not going to be here till 7:30, it makes no sense in having him come here.
Okay.
Anywhere in close proximity to my home in Lake Orion? And is he about completed with whatever job number he's on today so they can get here in short order? Or is it going to be 7:30 before he shows up?
With him estimating that it'll be anywhere between 6 and 7:30, then that's indicating that are you in Central Time or Eastern Time?
Eastern Time.
Okay, so it's 6 o'clock for you. So
right.
What I can do is I could get back with the tech, ask him if he's going to be there in about 30 minutes, and then I could call you back and let you know. And then if he's not going to be there in about 30 minutes, I could just tell him, don't worry about it. If that's
fine.
What you want me to do.
Well then, but you know, so what does he do? I mean, he's got my dishwasher.
He'll just return it to Best Buy to the warehouse pickup location on Monday morning.
And who schedules it?
You would just simply follow up with Best Buy for assistance with rescheduling. Unless you wanted to reschedule with me today, I could reschedule it. I could reschedule it with you.
Let's see where he is first.
Okay, so I'm going to speak back with the tech, and I'll give you a call back as quickly as possible.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.